Spotify account for this podcast, and I saw that people still listened, so I thought I might as well record. Honestly, it made me really happy to see that, so shout out to you. Snoozers is officially back. Surprise. Once again, sorry in advance if you hear the construction outside. I can't do anything about that, and I would rather not have to cut every few seconds, so we're just gonna talk through it, because it's been so long since I last recorded. I don't know if I have all my settings properly figured out, so I really hope that this doesn't sound terrible, but please let me know if it does. Okay, thank you. That's all. So, in the past 2 years, it kind of feels like a lot has happened, but at the same time, not much has happened. I think a lot has probably happened in terms of self-growth and becoming an adult. Boring stuff like that. But otherwise, things feel pretty much the same and equally as chill. But that's kind of exactly how I like it. So I have no complaints. A big, big, huge update since my last podcast episode is that I finally freaking got my YouTube channel back. Let's go. This happened, honestly, at this point, it's probably coming up on a year since I got my channel back. And it still doesn't feel real because I kind of don't post as much as I should. Oops. But I really hope that I can get back on that soon, but I just feel so grateful that I even got my channel back. It means so much to me. And if you are curious, they basically said, sorry, we made a mistake. We make mistakes sometimes. That's basically simply what they said in the unban email that they sent me, that they make mistakes sometimes, which I get it, because I also make mistakes, and I'm just so glad that they finally unbanned me. I still strongly assume that all of the random bans are probably due to some new AI moderation that they introduced, and I'm seeing it happen on all different types of websites that are introducing the AI stuff, but yeah, YouTube got me with that, but it's okay, I'm free now. A bunch of the other creators are also free. Not even just ASMR artists, but other YouTubers that got banned around the same time as me. Like, everyone got unbanned, basically. So that's really great. Oh wow, I think it just started raining outside. That's really helping add to the cozy mood. I love that. Although I'm not sure if you could hear it. And speaking of not being able to hear things, my first topic of this podcast, which if you've watched my streams, you already know, probably. But the wax cracking ASMR, I'm sure you all know and love it. I love those wax cracking videos where they make little shapes and stuff out of clay and then pour try to make my own wax cracking shapes and stuff and stuff. First try was a fail. So I tried with nail polish instead of wax because I didn't have wax at first. So I used nail polish because apparently people also get a little cracking noise with a nail polish. It's different, but that's what they say in the videos. They say, like, this one is wax and this one is nail polish. Anyways, come to find out, they don't use nail polish. It's some clear glossy spray that they just call nail polish for some reason. Like, all of the wax ASMR creators call it nail polish, but anyways, that was a waste of nail polish for me. Imagine I took hours painting layers of nail polish. They don't use nail polish. Anywho, that was the first red flag, I would say. And that was my first attempt. Second attempt, I bought the wax. I bought everything. I let the clay cool before I poured the wax. And no cracks. I promise, I let the wax get hard. It was thick, hard wax. And no cracks were heard. And I was using my good mic. My mic that picks up all the little sounds. And no cracks were heard. So that was my second attempt. Third attempt, I was like, okay, I'm gonna follow this popular wax creator's tutorial. Or, like, I just followed everything she said in her video. It wasn't really a tutorial, but I did exactly what she said. I let the clay covered in wax air dry for multiple days, and then I even put it in the freezer for like 2 more days. And it made like maybe like a 5% more cracking noise, but it was nothing. And then I was like, okay, that's my third attempt that I was very confident in because it makes the proper tapping noises, but the cracks are not there. And if you go and watch the wax cracking videos on TikTok and YouTube shorts and all that, you'll start to notice that they are like fully editing their sound. And although I am not positive, I'm like 99% sure at this point, which is so kind of upsetting because I would love to replicate this sound, but it's just not something I can do on a live stream. Like, I guess I would have to record it and then turn up the gain in like the editing later on or something or whatever they do. It's just kind of disappointing. Although I definitely will be trying again because I kind of spent a lot of money on this wax, all the wax supplies and the melter and all the tools and all the clay. Like, this needs to work somehow. Maybe I'm just doing something wrong, or I need to switch up the type of wax that I use. I don't know, but I will keep trying, so stay tuned for that. I'm also realizing that I kind of just jumped into the podcast without really explaining what the podcast is about, just in case there is any new people listening. But the goal of this podcast, and honestly the goal of all of my content, is to help you relax and fall asleep. That's why some, if not most, sleep. In my case, I feel like I could fall asleep in 10 minutes or maybe even less. I'm a fast sleeper. I don't know if that's a flex. It might be a flex, but the podcast has only been going for 11 minutes, so you got your time. You got some more time. Maybe I shouldn't mention the time. Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna mention any more time, so let's lose track of time and just close your eyes and relax. Unless you're driving right now, then do not close your eyes. I always need to remember that, like, you know, people even listen to ASMR when they drive, which is crazy to me. But I mean, I also don't drive, so I guess I can't judge. I'm not judging, just as long as you don't fall asleep. Everyone else can fall asleep though.
Sarcastic sense of humor, but that's okay. Honestly, it's
sucks for the people that don't understand my jokes, though. Like, you're kind of missing out. But it's okay. I really do like and appreciate that different people have different senses of humor and different personalities in general. And I think that really helps me stay peaceful, especially when it comes to hearing or seeing things that I might not agree with. But I just remember everyone is their own person, and honestly, if everyone was exactly the same in this world, the world would be so boring. So it's okay, we might not all understand each other, but I try to stay positive and offer positivity to other people, but I do have my moments of weakness, of course, don't we all?
Definitely.
the same vein as that. And now I'm just like thinking out loud, but I think I'm seriously like too old to have any like sips or whatever. Like, I actually can't believe that used to be a thing. And I really hope I don't offend anyone, but like, that is just, we need to stop doing that. I cannot entertain that. Like, I'm actually unk, but it's okay. I embrace it. You know what I'm thinking? Because I watch a lot of vloggers on YouTube, but also TikTok, and the short form vloggers always hold their phone the exact same way. They use the back camera and they hold it really high up, and they use 0.5, so it's like zoomed out, high quality, and then like really high up, like top of their heads. And I just can't help but wonder what that looks like in person. And how have I never seen someone vlogging themselves like that in person? I live in a big city. I see people now more often. I see people using those little, I think it's the digicams. I've been seeing that a lot recently, but I just need to see what it looks like to have someone like walking around filming themselves with a back camera from that high up angle. I just need to see. And speaking of TikTokers and random, I wonder if Taylor Swift invited any TikTokers to wedding. I just wonder, where does she draw the line at like people that are cool enough to be invited to her wedding? And I admit I'm not much of a Swiftie, so I don't know, maybe a Swiftie can inform me. But I also think it's funny, as a non-Swiftie, I notice this a lot in TikTok comments, but people always, when talking about Taylor Swift, they always need to say, like, I'm not a Swiftie, but I'm not a Swiftie, but like, I'm not a fan of her, but it's always that. And I just did that too, but it's kind of weird. I think it's because, I don't know, Swifties are like, I don't know, scary. Is that the right word? They seem like a big, powerful group. I mean, I don't want to offend them. I would never want to offend them, I guess. But I can't say I've listened to much of Taylor Swift in my, like, adult years. I actually definitely made music videos to Love Story back when I was in elementary school. That's probably still my favorite, like, Taylor Swift song. That's probably so basic, but I just have a good memories with that. I would make music videos to all those songs at the time. Another really memorable one, me and my friend Jasmine, we would completely re-record the audio and then do the music video as well. So the first one I remember is Baby by Justin Bieber. That was our most iconic, and I'm sure I could find the video somewhere, but it was so good. Like, I mean, no, sorry, don't get your hopes up. It was funny at the time. We were so proud, but obviously looking back, it's just a funny, cute little video. Our voice voices are just so childish. We were probably 11 years old. So funny. And the other one I remember is Grenade by Bruno Mars. And that one we were singing into GarageBand. Like we were actually putting our heart and soul into that song. But unfortunately, I don't think I still have the video for that one. I was definitely one of the kids that would make all types of movies on iMovie. I would do it when my friends would come to my house, and then after a while, I got an iPad, and iMovie had the thing where you can create trailers, like you just put the clips in and it makes it cinematic like a trailer, and I would bring my iPad to school and make all types of trailers with my friends. It was so fun. I've always been into that. That's also why I'm like, I need to post on YouTube again. I feel like things like that, like I think about it all the time, but my laziness stops me. That's really my issue. I feel like if I had to choose one of the seven sins, which is terrible, let me not, but like, I'm definitely a freaking sloth, which is ironic because I've never liked sloths. Sloths had always scared me. And back once again when I was in like end of elementary school, which would have been grade 7 or 8 for me, sloths were like the animal at the time. Everyone was into sloths. Maybe you guys remember 2011, 2012 or something. Like in recent years, I'm pretty sure that the axolotls have taken over, and other animals like the capybara and other, you know. But at the time it was sloths. Anyways, they really freaked me out. And I don't know if you've ever seen sloths move, but they use their three creepy claws, and it's really unsettling. Honestly, it makes me uncomfortable, but maybe I need to get over my fear of sloths. So I'm actually gonna look up some fun facts about sloths. Maybe it will make me love them or dislike them even more. I found 10 facts about sloths from the World Wildlife Foundation. Number one, there are two groups of sloth in the world. Different sloths can be identified by the number of long, curved claws on their four limbs. Oh yes, the two-toed sloth. And then three-toed sloth. Okay, so there are some with two toes and some with three toes. That is honestly like not a good thing. Like that's, you shouldn't have told me that, because now I'm even more uncomfortable. The second fact says that everything about them is sluggish and slow moving, even their food digestion. That kind of sucks for them. They spend most of their lives hanging in the trees, okay? They are incredibly picky when it comes to pooping. Okay. The longest ever recorded lifespan for any sloth species is 43 years. The average lifespan of a two-toed sloth is believed to be up to 20 years. Aww. I guess that's pretty average for an animal. That's kind of sad. In captivity, the Hoffman's two-toned sloth, also known as Miss C, lived until the ripe age of 43. Wow. Oh no, it says sloths are extremely vulnerable to deforestation. These tree-dwelling mammals rely on the health of a tropical rainforest for food, shelter, and space. So as trees get cut down, the rainforest may shrink along with its inhabitants. One of them being the slow yet steady sloth. Okay, period. No, that's sad though. I'm gonna need to read some more facts, cause honestly, like, my mind is not swayed. Now, these are from slothconservation.org. So I'm hoping these are gonna be some actually fun facts about sloths. Okay, number one. There used to be sloths the size of elephants. What? And they included an illustration that is honestly really unsettling. Oh my gosh, it says they had armored skin like armadillos. Sloths are 3 times stronger than us. I guess that makes sense. Okay, strong. Wow, a lot of their facts on this website and the last revolve around their poop habits, which is interesting. That's one of the main facts about them. Interesting. They poop once a week and a third of their body weight in one go. Oh my gosh. Is that goals? Maybe. Is that bad? Is that bad to say? Sloths are blind in bright daylight. Wait, kind of relatable. As a blue-eyed person, like, I kind of can't see in the daylight either. They're faster in water than on land. I don't like animals like that. It takes sloths 30 days to digest a leaf. Why do I always have issues saying that word, digest? I would normally cut out the part where I mess up the words, but that's just one that I will always mess up. They can starve to death on a full stomach. What? That's really sad. And this picture associated is terrifying. Like, I don't even know if I want to include the pictures in the video because, like, I don't want to have them saved to my PC. I don't like these little guys. But that's so rude of me to say, because, like, what if someone said that about me? Okay, let's read. They can starve to death on a full stomach. Unlike most mammals, sloths have sacrificed the ability to control their body temperature in order to save energy. Instead, they are completely reliant on the environmental conditions, and their core temperature can fluctuate over 10 degrees Celsius during the course of a single day. If they get too cold, the special microbes that live in their stomachs can die, and sloths can no longer digest. Oh, poor guys, they can't get cold. That's sad, but I guess they just don't live in cold places normally. Sloths can fall 100 feet without injury. Okay, wait, it feels like they're living like a video game. They could cure cancer and help with bacterial resistance. What? Okay, I just read their little description and I mean, that's interesting, but you guys could definitely do your own research with that one. Like, no shade towards the sloths, but I don't know. Wait, this website says that no one knows how long sloths live for. The WWF said they live up to like 20 years on average. And the oldest one lived to like 40. This website says the oldest known sloth in the world was a two-fingered sloth named Jan, who was this is not the case all the time, but honestly, it seems like a lot of the time, I guess animals like this being in captivity really extends their lives. Does it give them a better quality of life? I guess that is the question. I don't know too much about animals to even be talking about this. Like, I need to watch more of my streams. Alphaeus. I need to learn some more, honestly, as I'm getting older. I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older or if it's because I'm kind of like at peace and I just feel very content with my life. But I've been really into birds and plants and insects, and I guess, I mean, animals in general have always been cute, but like the birds and the insects specifically that I have never been into before, and the plants, of course. I just love living with them. I do. And I've been going on so many walks, and I see the same birds over and over. And I think I've actually gotten to know some of the birds and the squirrels and the bunnies in my neighborhood because I see them so often, and I know where to find them, and I could even recognize them. It's so interesting. I guess that's like a benefit of going outside and putting your phone down. But it's been bringing me so much joy. And anytime I go outside on these walks, I'm obviously with my dog, of course. Like, I could not go on a walk and not bring my dog. And back to like the lifespan thing, it really is so sad that animals don't live as long as us, but let me not talk about it too much. Let's have some positive animal stories. Today, as it was raining earlier, I mentioned it's been raining on and off. Just, you know, one of those days, I noticed that there was a bee that came to take shelter on my balcony. It was very sweet. And it honestly felt special. I was like, I'm so glad I could help you, little bumblebee. I think it was a bumblebee. I asked my dad, but the bee was like all like wet and he looked almost a little dirty. I took a picture up close and he had some little dirt on his wings, but he was alive and just sheltering from the rain because I guess bees don't like rain, but I was so glad that I could help him or her. I should do an episode learning all about bees. My dad is actually really into bees. He has a lot of bees, so I've learned a lot from him, and I always get a good honey from him. But yeah, and there's also a bee exhibit at the museum right now. I think it's at the ROM if you live in or around Toronto. There's a bee exhibit. I definitely want to go. I think it must have just opened because I only just started hearing about it, but maybe I'm just not tapped into like what's going on in the museums, although I should be. I've actually never been to the ROM. I think it stands for Royal Ontario Museum. I could be wrong. But yeah, I've never been there. I gotta tap in. I guess I'm more of an art gallery girl. And you know, I kinda wanna start going to the library. I heard that the public libraries are super lit. Like, they have all types of fun rooms and gadgets and things you can use and sewing machines, and they even have, or like certain library locations have, podcast studios. Isn't that so cool? And that's probably not just a Toronto specific thing. I'm sure a lot of libraries are expanding nowadays. It's really cool. Like, certain modern libraries are super cool, and I just have never spent enough time at any of them, ever. But honestly, I've been seeing TikToks of people going to the library, and the videos are like, did you know that this public library has this, and this, and these amenities, and this, and this, and this class? And honestly, I'm easily influenced, like, I will admit. And do I read? No. But the library clearly has more than just books nowadays. So I might have to take a gander. Speaking of books, I haven't spoken about this much, but this is a goal of mine, and I don't often like to talk about my big goals and hopes and dreams, just like I don't like to talk about my traumas. But I don't like to talk about my big goals just because, I don't know, I think I would like to protect them. But I think sometimes that's good also to hold myself accountable for the things I want to achieve. So I definitely want to make I'm trying to think of the right words, because I don't know if it's considered a book, maybe more of a journal, but it's something I've been thinking about and planning, and I just see it happening, and I really want to get it done. It's not like a book with a story or anything, it's a journal that I think could help me and a lot of people similar to me. And as far as I'm aware, it has not been created yet, at least from what I've seen. That's why I'm kind of scared to like say the idea out loud, but just know it's a journal, and I really hope I can get it done. Honestly, let me give myself a realistic expectation, a realistic goal, sorry, maybe end of the year. But I have so many like big ideas for it. I just, like, I've never thought about making a book or anything until a couple months ago, so I just don't really know how to put my ideas into motion, I guess. I mean, I've been planning it all out on my iPad, on Procreate. But beyond that, I really want to create my own font, which is something I've been talking about. I have the font done, I just need to figure out how to actually turn it into like the font file. Which sounds like it shouldn't be too hard, and it definitely sounds like something that ChatGPT could help me with, but I'm determined to never use that for as long as I can. Stay tuned for my journal. I'll call it a journal. No, I'm gonna call it a book, but it's a journal, just because a book is like, you know, easier to say. And low-key, if I say I'm writing a book, like, it just sound like a smarty pants. So yeah, I'm writing a book. And before I forget, and I've said this before, but I don't know, I like to repeat it because I don't want to come off as like pretentious or even like a hypocrite one day, but I'm not fully against AI. I'm just against using AI for stupid things like ChatGPT, for example. I don't know, for things that you come up with in your brain, like, why are you using ChatGPT? We all know that it's just recycled ideas from things that have been on the internet before. When you use ChatGPT for like new ideas, and I'm using new ideas in quotation marks, it's never gonna be a new idea. It's just something that's already been online that it's gonna find for you very quickly. I don't know. I'm just against using AI for stupid things that, like, your brain could easily do. I'm sure they have some cool, like, math calculators that they figured out, and that's all cool and stuff, and, like, AI that could help advance science and, like, find cures for things. Like, that's incredible. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm kind of judging people that use it for stupid little things. Like, our brains, we have to keep using our brains or else they will turn to mush and we will lose brain cells. And me personally, I think I've already lost a good amount of brain cells. Like, I'm not trying to risk losing anymore, and I've always been a creative person over math, science, anything like that. So why would I ever let a robot take my creativity from me? No, the thought of doing that offends me. So yeah, I hope that I cleared that up, just in case anyone was thinking otherwise. I definitely am aware that AI can be used in positive ways. I just honestly haven't seen many of that yet, but I'll keep my eye out, of course. So much for listening. I hope you're sleeping. You better be asleep.